is an incredible morning in the life of our church, incredible day. It's a day that we get to recognize our seniors. And as a youth pastor, I tell you, I just every year look forward to this just because it's a way of honoring our students and letting them know how much we care about them and how much we love them. So without further ado, I'm going to have you all stand up, kind of spread out this way along the front of the church family. So come on over this way. And I'm going to have you face the church family. I'm going to introduce each of them. And I can't spend a lot of time doing this, so I just encourage you to read your bulletin insert. That will let you know some of the awards and accomplishments, and there are some students that aren't here this morning. You can also read up on them. But I'd like to start off over here with Matt Austin. Matt Brian Austin is the son of Larry and Gail Austin. Once you step forward, and you can look, take one step forward, that way they know who I'm talking about, Matt. Thank you. You can look at everybody out there for a little bit. Matt's going to be graduating from Christian Heritage Academy Thursday night. And he's going to be attending Oklahoma State University. He's undecided what major he'll choose, but he's considering ministry. Something significant about Matt is recently he was given the Nehemiah Award at CHA, Christian Heritage, and that is the highest honor that is given to any student that is there. They get two of those each year, and Matt got that. Matt, you can look at me. The word I would use to describe for you is character. You possess an inner strength and maturity, both emotionally and spiritually, and I really appreciate that about you. Look, I think being recognized by your classmates and by the administration with the Nehemiah Award is just a stamp for you to see how God's hand is at work in your life. I got to tell you, Matt, you've encouraged me as a youth pastor in your walk with God. That is a tremendous compliment. You possess a heart after God. Matt, I know with you I've gained a lifelong friend. I'm going to miss you. Next, we have David Jonathan Bond. David's the son of Jonathan and Carol Bond and the grandson of Elsie and Joanne Mowdy. David also is going to be graduating from Christian Heritage Academy this Thursday evening, and he's going to be attending Oklahoma State University, where he's going to be majoring in journalism and broadcasting. Something of note is David also made the OSU marching band, which is not an easy accomplishment. Congratulations, David. David, the word I would use to describe me, yeah, you can try and look at me now. For those of you who know you, they're going to say this is right on, but personality. David, you have a depth to you that permeates every part of who you are. Oh, we appreciate that about you. You have a drive in your that we really appreciate. It's interesting to me that you would drive from Stillwater, Oklahoma to CHA to go to school. And then in the evenings, you drive, when you move to Tuttle, you'd be driving from Tuttle up to Metropolitan to attend core group. And that reveals something, some depth in you of character. I really appreciate that. People love to be around you because you bring a sense of cheerfulness and delight. Your sense of humor is really something. David, we really appreciate you and thank you for being part of the youth ministry. I'd like to introduce Carrie Elizabeth Doan. Carrie is a daughter of Dennis and Pearl Doan, and she graduated from Westmore High School. She's going to be pursuing education at the Moore Norman Technical Center, where she's going to pursue a vocation in cosmetology. Carrie, the word I would use to describe you is the word faith. Even though you are quiet, the faith that you have, people know about once they get to know you. I was talking to your mom this week, and she said that even when you were really young, you would go to her with concerns and issues in your life, and you'd sit down and pray with her. And I said, well, how's that going now? And Pearl said, she does the same thing now. And that almost seems to be it's a diminishing quality where students go to their mom and they bring issues up when they pray together. And that says a lot about who you are. Carrie, thank you for being involved in the youth ministry. Next we have Brooke Elizabeth English. Brooke is the daughter of Jim and Lorna English, and she also is going to be graduating from Christian Heritage High School. She's going to be attending at OSU. We seem to have a run on the Cowboys this year, don't we? What this is. She's going to be attending OSU, and she's going to be majoring in fashion design. What's really interesting is Brooke also received the Nehemiah Award from CHA. I think this is the first time that we've had two of the same students receive the Guy Nehemiah Award and the Girl Nehemiah Award. Brooke, congratulations. What an honor. Brooke, the word I would use to describe for you, and I got to explain this, but it's the word temple. You see, Brooke, I think that Jesus just lives in you. And people around you, they know that. They meet Christ through you. Your heart in serving Mission Waco this last summer, going down there and just pouring your life into people, those children, you, man. It's amazing. You were one of the first people to kick off our nursing home visitations on Sunday nights. And I'm very thankful for your heart of ministry and your heart of service. Once again, your parents probably should have bought stock options in Hallmark. For those of you who know Brooke, you know, she just writes cards out all the time. She's always sending out cards and encouraging people. Brooke, I really like that quality about you. I'm going to really miss you. Next, we have Anna Faulkner. Anna is the daughter of Pastor Randall and Connie Faulkner. And she graduated from Putnam City North High School this last week. Anna's going to be attending Cedarville College in Ohio, where she plans to pursue interests in missions. She'll be an elementary education major. Anna, the word I would use to describe for you is punctuality. No, I think you all know that's not it. In fact, I was delighted to see that our introductions was 30 minutes into the service because I knew you'd be here. I'm sorry. Actually, the word I would use to describe you, Anna, is sensitivity. You know, my first memory of you, Anna, I've told you this, is on a junior high retreat, we were playing American Eagle, and I was tackled, and so I stuck my arm out, and you went by, and I tripped you, and I made you cry. You're a little itty-bitty sixth grader, but that was my first impression. And I got to tell you, though, your sensitivity that you possess is twofold. You have a soft heart after God, and you also love people. I think that sets you apart. I got to tell you, too, that you're one of the most encouraging students that I've ever worked with. Your mom said, well, I think Anna's kind of one of those people that put wind in your sails. And she's right, you have. I really appreciate that about you. You possess a passion for Christ, and it seems like everything you do end of the Lord. I'm going to miss you, Anna. Next, we have Clayton Lee Hoppers. Clay is the son of Ronald and Dana Hoppers. He will be graduating this next week from Oklahoma Christian School this Friday night. Oh, another OSU student here. He's going to be studying the field of journalism. Also of interest, Clay played in the state tennis tournaments this last week. So he's a good tennis player. Clay, the word I would describe you, creativity, without a doubt. You have brought so much creativity to the youth ministry and just thinking and coming up with new ideas for next level. I also want you to know that I've come to appreciate your sense of fun. No matter what you do, you're going to enjoy it. Even the things in life that may become trivial, man, you're going to make the most of it and really enjoy life. That is an incredible, incredible quality to have. Something interesting, too, and you'll be interested in me telling you this, but when we would do Bible studies, if you were there, I always had to make sure I was ready because you'd ask questions that were very thought-provoking. You obviously had been thinking things through, and I really appreciate that about you. Clay, thanks for being involved in youth ministry, and thanks for your friendship. Next, we have Lindsay Page Lemon. Lindsay's the daughter of Cheryl and George Lemon. Lindsay graduated from Putnam City North High School, and she's going to be attending Southwest Missouri State University, where she's going to be majoring in public relations or advertising. Lindsay, the word I would use to describe for you, well, I couldn't find a word, so I used the word well-rounded. I talked to Helen Mason and some of the other youth staff about you, and we all agreed that there's no single word to describe you. You are so gifted. You have gifts in academics. You were chosen the Oklahoma Academic Scholar. You also have superb leadership qualities where, you know, you're involved in your leadership issues at North. It just became very apparent. But probably the thing that most impacted us as a staff is your heart for people. You have ability to maintain relationships with people from your elementary years. You still keep up with them. People who know you and are your friends have a really solid relationship with you, and that's something we appreciate about you. We're going to miss you. Next, we have Chris Lynn. Chris is the daughter of Rex and Susan Lynn. She's going to be graduating from Cassidy High School this week. She's unsure where she's going to attend school this year, but she's interested in the arts and is a very gifted dancer. Chris, the word I would use to describe for you, yes, I have a word. It's the word caring. I'll never forget going to Six Flags, and Brianna passed out because it was so picking hot. And they brought her to the first aid tent, or the air-conditioned room, and man, you were there, and I was moved. I still remember how much compassion you had for her and how much you wanted her to be well. And man, that stuck with me. You are a very caring girl. Something else about you is I think that you have a very non-judgmental spirit, people pick that up in you, and they're attracted to be with you because they understand you're going to love them and accept them for who they are. You're not going to try to change them. That's an admirable quality. Thanks for being in youth ministry. Next, we have Bethany Marie Mickel. Bethany is the daughter of Lieutenant Colonel Ted and Karen Mickel. Bethany is graduating from the Mickel Christian Academy. She is homeschooled. See, in case you didn't figure that out. What's interesting is Bethany is 16. She's a very gifted girl academically, and she's actually a National Merit Scholar at 16 years old. She's going to be attending John Brown University, where she's going to be majoring in psychology. She's eventually going to be like to become a family counselor. Bethany, I bet you're wondering what word I'm going to use to describe you. I've checked around. Bethany hasn't been involved in youth ministry, and one of the reasons is because you are a servant, and that's the word I use to describe you. Bethany, you love children. You love to serve. You possess a deep heart and concern for other people. And as an example, I called and talked to your mom about being involved in some of the activities we have today for the seniors. And she said, well, she can't do the brunch because she's going to be teaching the fourth grade girls this morning. I said, well, there's tonight we're doing this. And your mom said, well, tonight she's serving ministry here. So I mean, you're an amazing gal. And we really want you to know that you have a church home here and that we love you. And thank you very much for being at Metropolitan. Next, we have Jonathan Nestbaum. Jonathan's the son of Janice Nestbaum, and he's going to be graduating from John Marshall High School. I'm not quite sure where he's going yet, but he's considering some of the local colleges here. He intends to pursue a career in interactive entertainment software design. Jonathan, you are one of the most gifted people, looking at me again, I would ever met. I use the word gifted. Not very often do students surprise me, but when I walked in and I saw one of the computer games that you have written, my jaw dropped. And that's when you were like in ninth grade. You are graduating fourth in your class, and I think that, put those things together, that you have very deep character. I appreciate that about you. I also am thanking you for your faithfulness to David West Core Group through the years. You are loved by your family here, and you're always going to have a church home. Next, we have Seth Michael Roberson. Seth is the son of Keith and Chris Roberson. He's going to be graduating from Putnam City North High School. He's going to be attending Trinidad State Junior College, where he plans to obtain a degree in gunsmithing. Seth, the word I use to describe for you is the word loyal. I have come to develop a deep respect and admiration for you as I've watched you interact with your friends. You are very protective of your friends, and you have a remarkable quality to care and love for them. You bring out the best in these people in the midst of the uncertainty in their lives. Even for the difficult people that come into your life, I've seen God use you in a way to help those people. I see this that quality in you as being a gift from God. And I think that's how he's going to use you in the future. Seth, thanks for being in my core group this last year. I've really enjoyed getting to know you. Next, we have Blake Shannon. Blake is the son of Stephen Valerie Roberson, and he's going to be graduating from Putnam City North High School. He did last week. Oh, our first Sooner. He's going to be pursuing a degree in criminal justice, and he would eventually like to be involved in the Secret Service. Blake, the word I would use to describe you is the word balanced. You are a very well-rounded individual as well. You stood out with excellence in the whole area of percussion. You've won a very high award in percussion arrangements at PC North. That's not an easy thing to do. You're also a gifted hockey player. I didn't like to get in front of your wrist shots when you played hockey in the gym. I've also noticed with your friends that you are extremely loyal. You have very deep friendships. Your friends look to you for that friendship. Blake, I really appreciate you being involved in youth ministry. Next, we have Tanya Michelle Ward. Tanya is the daughter of Tanya and Vincent Ward, and she's going to be graduating from the Oklahoma School of Science and Mathematics. She's going to be attending... Tanya, help me out. What? Yeah, Washington University in Missouri. And is that right? Okay. She was thinking about Duke and some other things, but she told me this morning that she had finalized that. And she's going to be studying neuroscience. She's interested in pursuing a career in the field of pediatrics. Tanya, you the word I would use to describe you is dedicated. I think you're one of the first graduates we've ever had who've come from the Oklahoma School of Sciences and Mathematics. That shows that there's an extraordinary amount of discipline in your life. Your self-discipline and your dedication is going to allow you to accomplish anything you want in your life. You are an achiever. I've noticed that you are cared deeply for by students in our youth ministry, and that's reciprocated by you. You have some really deep, strong friendships here. I think that you're going to do very, very well, you know, when you go into your field. John, you have a church home here. We love you. Last this morning, we have Adam Nathaniel West. Adam is the son of David and Carol West, and he's graduating from El Reno High School. He's going to be attending Oklahoma State University, where he's going to be majoring in aerospace engineering. Adam, the word I would use to describe you is the word originality. If people could see the stuff you'd wear, they'd say, Gary, that's a good word. You are a very original dresser. But beyond that, you also have, you really appreciate life, and you have a sense of fun. You enjoy what you do. People around you are sucked into that positive, optimistic spirit that you have. You're also someone who works very hard. That's sometimes really difficult to find in students today who have a work ethic like you do. I appreciate that about you. Your core group leader, Ralph, described you as someone who's steadfast. You are a loyal friend, someone that your friends can always count on. I have seen you be faithful and loving when your friends go through difficult times. That's an admirable quality. I've also noticed that you're very gifted academically. You catch on really quick when you apply yourself. So I'm looking forward to what God's going to do in your life in the future. Next we have Lisa Beth Walvard. Lisa is the daughter of Gary and Bonnie Walvard. And she graduated from Putnam City North High School. She's going to be attending the University of Oklahoma, where she's going to be majoring in psychology. Lisa, the word I would describe for you is probably best the word deep. You are very deep. As I've gotten to know you through the years, I have really come to love you. I care a whole lot about you. And even when you went through some difficult times in your life, I've seen you be able to take those things and mold them and use them to make you into a better person. That's a remarkable quality to have. I think your area of psychology will be a really good fit of study for you. I've seen you be able to develop relationships with other students and be able to help them. You're also a creative individual. I've read some of your poetry before, and it's remarkable how you're able to express yourself through words. Lisa, I'm going to really miss you. This is our graduating class for the year 2000. At this time, I'm going to have Pastor Randy come up and give our seniors a charge.
As you can imagine, I have a special partiality to this particular class, and it's an honor for me to be able to speak these words of blessing over you. I'm reading from 1 Thessalonians chapter 2. And I speak for myself, students, and I speak for Pastor Gary and all of our pastors here at the church. You are witnesses, and so is God, of how holy and righteous and blameless we were among you who believed. For you know that we dealt with each of you as a father deals with his own children, encouraging, comforting, and urging you to live lives worthy of God, who calls you into his kingdom and glory. And we also thank God continually because when you received the word of God, which you heard from us, you accepted it not as the word of men, but as it actually is, the word of God, which is at work in you who believe. For you became imitators of God's churches. Paul is writing to some new believers who had come to faith just in recent months before he wrote this. And he points out to them how they are connected to the Lord Jesus Christ through faith. And they are connected to one another. He calls attention to their relationship with the church. Paul's interest was not just in making converts. He wanted to make disciples. And so he said, I urge you, I appeal to you to live lives that are worthy of God. You are graduating from high school, and that means that you've heard all of the cliches, so I'm not going to add to the list. But I want to tell you that you are moving into a new sphere of life, a new chapter, a new beginning, as it were. And I urge you, on behalf of your pastors, this church congregation, and on behalf of the Lord Jesus Christ himself, I urge you, with all that is in me, to live lives that are worthy of God. You have received His Word every Sunday morning in Next Level, every Wednesday night in core groups, in those mentoring relationships with the youth staff. You have received the Word of God, not as the Word of man, but as it actually is, the Word of God. And when you go on to college, make it your goal, your daily discipline, to read the Word of God and to hide it in your hearts, because that's going to be your anchor. That's going to be your foundation for life. Receive the Word of God every day, and that will help you through all the interruptions and all of the anxieties and all of the confusing circumstances that you may have to deal with, because God calls you to a distinctively Christian and holy lifestyle. God calls you to walk in a manner worthy of Him and to finally end up as a citizen of His kingdom, reflecting His glory. Let's pray. Father, we thank You for the Holy Scriptures which these students have received. They've welcomed, they've embraced, they've accepted the Word of God. And now, Father, as they are moving out into a new part of life, we pray for them that they will not only understand the basic message of salvation, but they will grow in their knowledge of the Word, and that they will be disciples of the Lord Jesus Christ, and that You who began a good work in them will carry it on to completion until the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. We pray that You will strengthen them, fortify them, and help them to stand firm for Christ in college and in all of their future life. Bless them, Father, and protect them. We thank You for their parents who have sacrificed so much and have guided and encouraged them. We thank You for Pastor Brink and all of the youth staff who have discipled and encouraged them. And now, Father, may Your blessing and Your peace rest upon them, both now and forevermore. Through Christ our Lord, we pray. Amen.